Oh, my
Holy
goodness.
Shit. Is that Monday's bird still here?
Sorry, man. I just thought as long as we're dragging out the old jokes.
I told you stop feeding that bird, Carl.
It's a bird won't go away. It just won't die.
Nevermore. Poe, what a lofty reference. So if you, just as an aside, kids, if you Google, I mean, if you search on YouTube, Karen and Mark for a wedding dance, there's a lot of Dancing with the Stars references that come up, but there's also a Karen and Mark wedding dance that is like this, like, 80-year-old guy and this 70-year-old woman dancing. It's very funny.
Is that like from the future? I posted that from the future.
Wow.
Wow, you get short, Miller. And you have more hair. Wait a minute.
It's part of my operations. I'm trying to be shorter and
get more hair.
Richard.
What?
Your turn. Time for Richard.
The toy box.
Richard Campbell finds the weird, the wild, the wonderful, the toys, the dumb shit people are selling on the internet. Mr. Campbell.
Shall we just start dumb?
Let's start real dumb.
For the person who has everything, you might as well have something stupid. Shrinkster.com/1BY1. One, Bravo Yankee 1. The website, Ocean Extreme Sports. The product, the Cruisin' Cooler. That's right.
Oh,
that's fun.
It's an ice chest with wheels and a motor.
That's awesome.
A cooler you can drive.
Chain drive.
There you go. Carry your 24 beer with you and ride along with it.
And you can just sit on it, right?
Can you sit on it?
Yeah, you sit on it.
Awesome.
You like that?
I do like that, actually.
It'll keep your ass cool, too, in the heat. That's awesome.
I don't like to burn up a lot of calories when I'm drinking 24 beers.
Or your ass.
And it's just got a tube that runs from inside where you can suck the beer out, right?
That's what you need.
Not just from my hat anymore. That's
Not
awesome.
Just for your hat.
But you can carry
anymore.
Your hat as backup, Karen. It's beautiful.
Oh, good. That's what I need in pregnancy. 30 ways to drink beer.
Oh, shut up. You already got those. You're like, she's like, I go in and walk in. She's like, I kiss her. I go, you smell like beer. She's like,
oh yeah,
what?
You smell like beer.
she started punching me. I'm like, what the fuck? Then I see like beer in a glass on the jar. And I go, that looks like beer right there. She's like, that's not beer. Then she's like, it's good for producing breast milk. I'm like, okay, you don't have to hit me.
She's a violent drunk.
She is. Like, yes, it's like.
It's not that I'm violent. It's just that you're a big pussy.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Yeah.
It's not that I'm violent. It's just that you can't take a punch.
Can I use that whole thing unedited for the intro?
No, you cannot.
Because that was gold right there.
No.
That was gold.
Fine, whatever.
Oh, man.
Fine.
Oh, pussy.
All right, fine. But I told her to say that, too. Those are lines I gave her earlier.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that I really am. Yeah. I just told her, kids, I'm not really a pussy.
Yeah, you're really in control.
And I can take a punch.
Oh, yeah? Come here and show me.
I would, except for my door is locked. I can't
get out. I don't
know
if you know
Richard,
this, boys.
Richard, please. Please.
I'm All actually right. freakishly got, strong, so he can't.
I got the one product that'll actually drown out these guys. It's at shrinkster.com/1BY2. So 1 Bravo Yankee 2.
I think we should give birth to our baby live on Mondays.
Absolutely.
I totally agree.
Okay.
That would be amazing.
It's a phone.
So this is, R&ID is the site. The product is the Amply Power Phone.
149 decibels.
Yes. Mm. So this is a phone, the same volume level as like a jet engine.
That's nice.
Wow.
Holy crap.
What about your neighbors would be like, oh my God, she got a freaking phone call.
I'm using this for the phone sex
Holy
line.
Holy shit.
I just think this would be fun to just leave in your house to have someone answer the phone and not warn them that it's up a little loud.
Oh, Jesus. Oh my God.
That's really funny.
Should have one at the studio. You know, what could happen?
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
All right, I got a toy for Mark here, something I know he's always wanted.
Oh, a three-way? Great.
Shut up.
With Richard, Bon Jovi?
Is it me or has this show gotten funnier lately? It really has.
Shrinkster.com/1BY3. 1 Bravo Yankee 3. Because he's too much of a pussy to actually have them done, they're slip-on tattoo sleeves.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Except for those won't fit on my arms.
Yeah, they'll fall right off of your pussy.
Slip on tattoo sleeves.
Oh, that's great.
That's really funny.
I need those when I go to jail.
Oh, Mark, look, they have your banana costume you like to wear right down here.
What?
Oh, and there's my pole dancer alarm clock that I have. And the baby's little vampire pacifier.
Karen, this I place. Told you when I was wearing the banana costume that that does not go on Mondays. Okay?
He's like, Karen, dress up as a gorilla. Dress up as a gorilla. Come on. Come on. I'm not going to freaking dress up as a gorilla again.
Feed me the banana.
All right.
I love the little vampire pacifier, by the
awesome.
Way.
That's awesome.
It's brilliant.
You need one.
Let's see. The gift for the in-law. Shrinkster.com/1BY4. You're always looking for something for an in-law. You know, it's not easy to find.
Music to slit your wrist by.
So 1 Bravo Yankee 4.
Close. Electric bath duck.
The electric bath duck. Yeah, that's it.
That's awesome. I think we know some people that can get these for Christmas.
Yeah, but look at the packaging there, and you can see the little note on the back of the package that says, please make sure you are making the right decision.
That's great.
Now, you know, the problem with that present is, what present do you get for them after that, right?
Of course.
Well, don't worry. Follow-up. I've been thinking about this. So here's the follow-up present to the electric bath duck. It's at shrinkster.com/1BY5. So 1 Bravo Yankee 5.
CremationSolutions.com.
And from Cremation Solutions, the personalized urn. That's right. They'll make an urn for your loved one's ashes in the shape of their face.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That looks a little like you, Miller.
That's crazy. This is the one I ordered. I can't believe it. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, my God. Oh, I so don't want you on my mantle. I hope I die first. That's horrible.
It's crazy. He's got your hair, though, Miller.
Yeah.
He does. And he has your creepy look.
Oh, thank you.
No, I mean, your serial killer look, it's right there.
That's a pleasant look. Look at that. I practice that look in the mirror all the time.
It's a look like you just got a blowjob.
Oh, Jesus. How would you know, Carl?
Because it's Saturday night.
You just don't know about the cameras that I have, do you?
Available in 2 sizes. Because there are only 2 sizes of heads. This is really creepy.
There's a keepsake size, too. That's fucking crazy. Oh, my God.
That is crazy.
Well, you can get a half a dozen of maids. You can spread yourself around to all your loved ones. They can all keep you on their mantle.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
That's so creepy.
Who's that? That's Daddy.
You can make yourself into a diamond. Have you guys heard about this? You can get yourself cremated and then...
Get your ashes pressed into a diamond.
Yeah. My brother, who weighs like 350 pounds, he's like, I'm going to make tennis bracelets for everybody.
So a friend of ours made a movie about that. Inclusions is the name of the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, about a jeweler and a undertaker.
Oh, that's very Sweeney Todd, only a little less gross.
Who get into cahoots and try to sell diamonds.
Awesome and creepy.
And
creepy.
Awesome and creepy. And awesome and creepy. And awesome and creepy.
Moving right along, it's time for a toy for Karen. Because, Karen, I'm always looking out for you, right?
It's a USB dildo!
Campbell, you're the best.
I know. This one, I'm betting you don't have, actually. Shrinkster.com/1BY6. 1 Bravo Yankee 6.
The pelvic toner.
The pelvic toner vaginal exerciser.
Now, that's for rookies.
She's going to break this, Carl.
My pelvic is...
This is going to be broken on day one.
Did we ever tell you the story of this?
Did we say this? I don't remember. We told this or not? She's at her exam for cock block 6.
Yeah. So right? I'm pregnant.
She's pregnant. She's at her exam, and
Miller's
you know
there.
they stick in the little tongs,
pelvic tonery,
the whatever thing
things,
that's made out of solid steel.
Wait, in my defense, they're also very lubed up.
They're okay. They're lubed up, also extremely sharp when they're coming out at about like 50 miles per hour. So we all look the other way for some reason, and all of a sudden we hear this side of the wall. This thing is sticking in the side of the fucking wall. The doctor's like, I've never seen that before.
And then he's like, Miller, you're a very lucky man. And Miller's like, ooh! He's crying in the corner. He's so scared. He's like, but I'm a pussy.
I think I saw that in Amsterdam.
I don't know if this is like because I'm a pussy or not, but when I look at this picture, I just think the pelvic executioner is what I think of. That's what I read that. The pelvic cushioner. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, this is for,
nice.
You have to go back and find something more industrial strength, Richard. This is broken on day one.
I have a device that's a corollary to that, actually.
Oh, dear God.
It's at shrinkster.com/1BY7, 1 Bravo Yankee 7.
Of course, it's USB.
It's USB. It's the wireless waterproof borescope with color LCD monitor and video recording device.
What?
Where does it
go? Well, because I figured since this thing's waterproof, you could probably put it up there and videotape it being exercised.
I see.
Yes, you would be able to see.
All right, Richard, that's just like too far, man.
This is marketed specifically to tinkerers.
Personal requests are not fulfilled.
It reminds me of something I saw on YouTube.
You don't get a vag cam. I guess that's the bottom line. That is so weird.
Wait a minute, was it YouTube or LubeTube? I can't remember which one it was.
So what would one use this for exactly?
To take pictures of your kidneys.
Take pictures of anything you want.
Of your cervix. Oh. Of your baby.
Oh my goodness.
Of your inner ear. Need I go on?
You could go on.
Please don't.
Your inner ear by way of your cervix.
Can we have some sweet, you know, outdoor music being played like this, like, you know, butterflies flopping around kind of music?
Flopping around?
Yeah.
What kind of butterflies do you hang out with?
They're very big.
Floppy
with giant ears.
How about flitting? Not flopping.
I got some music for you.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, kids.
Miller!
Unfortunately, there is a gag order, and I am unable to say a thing. But just like Karen will share things privately, so will I.
Miller? I don't think you...
Oh, what? Yeah. Never mind.
All right, guys. I got to end this on with one good toy.
Okay.
Right? Shrinkster.com/... This is what you get me for Christmas. Shrinkster.com/1BY8. So that's 1 Bravo Yankee 8. The site... Spacetoys.com.
A full scale
Apollo lunar lander.
Wow.
Yes.
That is something to really
Carl,
buy.
Can you call and find out the pricing of this item?
It's about $90,000.
And you can add to cart.
Add to cart. Oddly enough, out of stock.
Oh, I was going to get it for you just now.
Shit.
Look, it comes with a full scale replica of the moon, too.
Impulse buy.
It comes with your own astronaut, living, breathing astronaut.
But flip next, you can get yourself a full-scale Mercury capsule.
Yeah.
Or a large Earth inflatable globe lighted that looks like it takes up all of Vegas for $15,000.
There you go. They have apparently a full-scale model of the space shuttle, too, $1.2 million.
Oh, wow. Just for those special moments.
It says here $0.
There you go.
That's a bargain.
What else? They have flight suits, space suits, helmets, all the toys that people want.
You know, I want to get that and then like have it in my backyard. And when neighbors ask about it, I'll say, well, you know, we faked the landing, right?
Yeah.
This is one of the props.
We did it in my backyard.
You sucker!
My backyard looks like the moon.
All your tax money went to me.
Well,
that's pretty awesome.
Hey, guys, how's your kid?
Oh yeah.
She's still cute.
She's definitely cute.
But we just took a trip to Seattle and we went across country with her, and so we had to fly with her on a plane.
And you know, you're always worried, Carl, about the, you know, babies, how they're gonna do when you travel.
It was a little stressful, but
well, Carl, let me just let you listen in on these TSA tapes that we have, and you can see for yourself what got me hogtied, tasered, and probed in 8 different orifices after we went through airport security.
Wait a minute, Millet. That makes no sense. I'm doing the math here, and you have 7 orifices tops.
Not anymore, Carl. Not anymore. Anyway, listen to these snippets of our cute little horror baby.
Daddy?
Yes, horror baby?
Will you carry my liquids and gels for me?
Sure, horror baby. Wait a minute, horror baby. Your butt paste is foaming.
Daddy?
Yes, horror baby?
Can you hold my teddy bear?
Sure, horror baby. He's so cute. What's his name?
Switchbladey.
Come on, baby.
Well, hello there, sugar baby. Aren't you just the sweetest little thing?
Daddy? Do you know our song about death to America?
Whore baby.
Not
now, whore baby. Whore baby, stop.
Death to America. Death to America.
Whore baby. Whore baby.
Not let Gabrielle hear this.
Traveling to there.
Yeah, you're right. We cannot.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. Oh, all right.
Oh my.
Well, let's. We have another well-teased segment to give you guys.
That's right.
Really.
Yeah. Can you play the...
What could it be?
This is Sex with Martin Karen. Carl, can you play the intro, please?
Amazing Tales of
Doom. Oh,
Franklin!
This is not...
Franklin! Okay, Franklin.
Carl, I'm a little upset because, as you know, I have still not achieved fifth base.
And now you're just rubbing it in.
Oh. So close and yet so far. Who knew it would take so much effort?
That joke really stinks.
Okay, Franklin, man. Shut up. Seriously.
Oh, all right. Now Mill is all offended.
Please,
you brought us that bit, dude. That's your bit.
He's right. He doesn't like poo and sex to mix. Oddly enough, the boy does not like a Cleveland steamer.
Then I think you should have asked me before you tried.
And when he was getting no sex, he thought he wanted it. Now it's like, no, get that shit away from me.
Good old fashioned Boston pancake. And Miller's all pussy. Crossing myself
out. This is disgusting.
It's very. Yeah, I now answer with a bit of trepidation when she asks, "Hey, you want to get a little bit intimate?"
Yikes.
I'm like, I'm not sure. How regular have you been?
Oh.
Oh God! How do you take
this? Where's the line?
Oh, yeah.
Here's Miller.
Where's the line? The line is like
way
a mile
back there.
Yeah, Miller has no ability to see the line.
There was a line. Yeah, I didn't see that line.
Now I'm gonna vomit.
He's line blind.
All right.
God.
He doesn't know.
How the fuck does Karen get away with Cleveland steamer and Boston pancake? That's what I want to know. I use the same words they use on TV in the commercials.
Hey guys,
and everybody says I cross the line.
Speaking of which, I've got a little aside. You know how I love Urban Dictionary, right?
Yes,
okay,
dear.
Yes, dear. We're trying to get you over this. Do you know what a Cosby sweater is?
Oh God, God, why?
No.
Why would you do this?
Cosby sweater.
Why would you bring this up?
It's
not funny at all.
It's when you consume, Fruit Loops and Tricks and Fruity Pebbles and lots of different colored cereals, and then while making love, you vomit over your partner's chest.
Why
making
would you say
it
this?
Seem as though they're wearing a Technicolor sweater like Cosby used to wear in his 1980s hit show. The Cosby sweater.
Nice. Why would you bring
used
that up?
Used in an example? Miller loved the Cosby sweater.
That
I got
is not
it for
the
Christmas.
Example to use.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Yeah! Oh, that's so unsexy. Yeah, Urban Dictionary is like is
Dictionary.
Yeah, it doesn't set the mood. Let's say like nothing's happening after you read Urban Dictionary for quite some
but
time.
But by contrast, though, let me tell you what does set the mood. Remember, Carl, the party you had a while back.
Yeah,
where I showed up.
Where everybody got divorced.
Fast forward.
No, the last Christmas. What was it, Christmas party
it was,
or something?
It was
or something.
A company party for Plop Studios.
It was a company party.
The big dinner.
At Olio. Remember that?
Yeah.
So remember Karen walks in and she's like, remember how she's super hot when she walks in?
Yeah.
And you're like.
Remember that day I wasn't pregnant?
Yeah.
And you remember how you're like all like, Miller. Karen's looking super hot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know. And I'm like, Karen, what do you think the chances are of a girl like you coming home with me? She's like,
50%.
I'm like, I'll take it.
Woohoo!
So anyway, now it's time for the real theme song.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sex with Mark and Karen. Theme song.
Don't let Carl push the wrong button.
I don't. I got nothing. I don't know what you're expecting, but I got nothing.
It's a theme song.
I got a theme song.
Doot-doot-doot-doot. Okay. Anyway.
He doesn't have a theme song for this? I thought we had a theme song for this.
That's good enough.
I guess we didn't have a theme song. Never mind. I thought we had.
Well, here's the deal, kids. So we like to, in our own heads at least, think that we've achieved like a sort of professional status, and we often
but
like
we are known Stanley. As the professionals.
We are known as the professionals.
Stanley Steamer, Boston Pancake.
Okay, not that professional. Back down from the professionals. We don't mean like
Stanley Steamer,
the poop sex professional.
Boston Pancake.
Although it would be hard to prove that based on your testimony so far tonight, Karen.
Boston Pancake.
You realize.
Pancakes.
Oh, my God. That's so disgusting. Oh, my God. And the thing is, nothing grosses me out more. I can't even believe we're talking like this. But here's the deal. Nobody has more in the way of you know, getting intimate than we do. As we mentioned, you know, we've got cock block 1 through 6, and we are now entering this level 7 of the cock block game. But we still like to maintain our position as high scorers. So we've developed a few strategies, and we thought that we would share them with Monday's listeners as kind of, you know, a public service.
Very nice.
Yeah, because if we don't have a sponsor, we might as well provide public service announcements.
That's right. We might as well. That's
we're
awesome, Karen.
We're dedicating our time and effort.
Like the utilities in Monopoly.
That's right. Yes. Just say no, and here's how to get rid of cock blocks.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, so for fun, we'll bring you our advice in the form of a quiz so you can test your own professional status at home.
And Carl, you can play along and give us answers to the questions, okay? Mm-hmm. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Question number one. When 3 different children have bad dreams simultaneously and end up in your bed, but you still feel the need for romantic intimacy, do you A, tell them bone-chilling horror stories like how you buried grandma under the shed so they will run back to their own beds, considering them much safer than yours, or B, throw in the towel. Ah, heck, honey. There's always tomorrow night.
C, go to Motel 6.
No, Carl. The answer is clearly D. Lull the defenseless children to sleep, pile them into a heap so they think they are cuddling you, and escape to have some dirty, dirty fun against the dryer in the laundry room.
Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking. just at Motel 6.
Karen, you dirty, dirty fun against the dryer in the laundry room?
Oh, yeah.
I was piled up against the kids that night.
Oh, spin cycle, baby. Spin cycle.
Don't.
Question number 2. When one of the children walks in on you while your head is in a very questionable position, and I mean very questionable position, kids, the kind of position that no child should ever have to wonder about as they groggily make their way back to the bed, and the child interrupts all activity with a sweet little, "Hi, guys." Do you, A, start coughing like crazy, pretend you're choking while your partner hits your back and tells the little darling to run quick for a glass of water? B, sit the fragile waif down for a gentle discussion about birds and bees and what 2 people are, when they're in love, may or may not do after they turn 25, and even then, never for money or on film.
Oh, I don't know. B.
No, Carl, the answer is clearly C. Continue said activity while your partner does the talking, explaining that clearly Karen is looking for a lost sock, and then nicely ask the child to go copy down the periodic table of elements and come back when it's done in 45 minutes.
Nice.
Question number 3.
I have a question for you. Why don't you have a lock on your fucking bedroom door?
We were in a fucking cabin.
Yeah, we did. This was a rental. We have bolts, honey. We've got...
Question number 3.
Question number 3.
When you are on a recent trip to the West Coast in staying in a cabin, and the person who rented you your lake house screwed up the dates and sends a cleaning person into your cabin at 5:30 in the morning, and you are in the middle of something extremely hot and passionate.
Boston Pancake.
And you have to get up and open the bedroom door to
Cleveland
see what
Steamer.
Is going on. And the door actually stops with a thud as it hits something protruding from your boxer shorts area.
Cleveland Steamer.
Then as you swing open the door, you find a totally hot, definitely doable maid. Do you, A, explain that we are not leaving for another day and ask her to please quietly leave without waking up the baby, but she doesn't leave and the discussion is lengthy and alas, the mood is lost and the door opens all the way now, but at least the baby remains asleep?
Yeah. Or is it, say, what the fuck, and insist on being reimbursed the $200 cleaning fee, arguing with the stupid maid who has no control over such things for 45 minutes, waking everyone up and then taking everyone out for breakfast to apologize for being such an ass in the first place, ultimately taking the breakfast bill off your rental bill. What? It's only fair.
I don't know. I'd say B.
No, Carl. The answer is clearly D. Say, why, hello there. The hot maid I've requested has finally shown up. Why, thank you, Karen. Now let's get ready for some two-on-one millinator action. Giggity, giggity, oh yeah.
Yeah, A. A. Carl, the answer's A, okay? Some giggity, giggity.
Sex with Mark and Karen, brought to you by a true story.
A, huh?
It was A.
It was A.
It was A.
Oh, well. That's a shame. That's a shame.
And the baby woke up.
Yeah, the freaking baby woke up.
Freaking baby.
Freaking
Christ.
It was a CB baby nightmare.
It was. We were like, come on. Well, no. Shoot, no.
What?
You're like, what?
Nothing.
I don't even know what.
Well, guys, it's time for me to go. I've got some video footage to look over.
Shut up, Carl.
From the security cameras downstairs at the front door. We'll see you next time, maybe next year, maybe a couple years from now. But
who knows, really?
Keep on listening. Hey, you know, go back through the archives. They're, some of them are actually kind of funny.
Again.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa. Ramadan. New Year's.
Whatever.
And all that shit.
Death to America.
Ay, 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 ay.